It's my privilege, it's my honor to welcome the Reverend Billy Graham. Would you give a big clap off for Billy Graham? If you are wondering what happened to Billy Graham, age does strange things to people, so, you know, this is it. Actually, Billy Graham is the Billy Graham of India. We've gone over to Body of Christ Ministries a couple times now and been with him over there. He's going to be sharing with us this morning. I'm going to kind of do an interview with him. But before we do that, we're going to show a video clip. But it needs a little explanation. So, Billy, would you fill us in on this?
Well, it is a great joy and honor to be here, and thank you very much for having me. And God is doing some incredible and amazing things in the nation of India, especially in Rameshwaram, which is actually a Hindu location with an 800-year-old, huge temple there, drawing 20,000 people a week and 1 million people a year just to be saved. And we have been facing a lot of opposition over the years, but significantly this year, God did something very unique and very dramatic. Just last month, we were able to go out, and the Lord opened our eyes to see and to touch the untouchable people. Basically, these people are mentally ill, that you are going to be seeing the pictures. These family members of these people would bring these people from different parts of India. After they do all the rituals and everything, they leave them in the middle of the crowd and get rid of them, and then they just walk away. So basically, these people are, they don't want to take care of these people any longer. They're tired of it, and these guys have long hair, 7 years. Some of them have not had their hair cut, and some people have not had a bath for 4 years. And when we were cleaning these people up, it takes several times just put the shampoo on their head to get them, get them formed. But the dirt were just coming out of their body like a scale, just peeling off. And totally undesirable, untouchable, very smelly, unlovable people. But God really did something in our life to go down and reach out to them and grab them from the street and minister to them, literally feeding them, cutting their toenails, their handnails, and changing their clothes and feeding them. I mean, phenomenal thing God is doing. It really shook the entire island now for the glory of God. So we'll go ahead and see the video.
So after you guys did this, went out to the untouchables, ones that have been totally abandoned in every way possible, what was the reaction there in Rameshwaram, where you guys are located?
Well, basically, Rameshwaram has a lot of Hindu priests because of the temple there. And priests are basically the high-class Brahmins, which is the highest class. And most of these people were just out there on the temple area because that's where, their parents have just abandoned them. So for them to see us going and reaching down to this, totally undesirable people, it just completely blown them away. They could not even believe this is really happening. And basically, a lot of the Hindu priests said, if you guys are carrying out, the Christians are going out and doing what they just did, this entire island is going to be known as a Christian island. Amen. I mean, that's the testimony from the Hindu priests. Then not only that, the following day, the people that are walking out with the jeans pants and clean shave and, good looking. And basically the police authority, they called us up and we were like, what are they going to say? And they said, guys, we just want to let you know what we are seeing here is absolutely unbelievable. And we just want to let you know that we are behind you. We are with you. We want to just help you. And we just want to let you know that you carry out and do everything that you wanted to do to change the lives of people. And oftentimes there is, a lot of opposition there. And the Hindu people will come and give some petition about handing out tracts or sharing about Jesus. But the police authority said, as an Indian authority, we are supportive of you. We are behind you. We want to let you know if anybody ever comes to us in complaining about what you are doing, we will tell them to mind their business and get out of the way.
Amen.
Because you guys are doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They said, we will tell them to get out of your path because you're doing the work that need to be done. And we want to let you know, we will tell them they are not, you are not only doing the preaching and the handing of tracts, but you are living Jesus that we never can able to imagine doing it. So it just opened tremendous door right now for the gospel in 28 years. It's amazing. It's awesome.
So if you have heard the Body of Christ Ministries testimony, they came to Rameshwaram 28 years before with 10 cents in their pocket, and they faced untold persecution. There was no welcome mat for them. Rameshwaram has on it the second most holy site in all Hinduism. So there's not a welcome mat for Christianity. And they've had a tough way, buildings being burned down, all kinds of hardship. But it's transformed in this last couple months. Why? Well, the Bible says this. You overcome evil. The way that you overcome evil is by being good. Romans chapter 12, 21. Don't be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That's what they did. They're so good. They've been so good to this island, to this village that they're in, that the cops who were against them, the Hindus which were against them, the people which were against them just said, if you keep doing this, everyone's going to be a Christian. You can, I believe, one of the most powerful weapons we have is just overcoming evil with good. You'd be so good that people just say, oh, if you keep doing this, the whole nation's going to be Christian. So Amen. It's an awesome testimony. You guys, part of their ministry there is to continually train up missionaries and pastors and send them out. And tell the congregation your graduation ceremony. I thought that was pretty interesting, what you do when someone graduates.
Well, graduation is a big event, and of course India is 1.2 billion people with over 700,000 village, but 500,000 village need to be reached. So the best way to do is to multiply evangelists and pastors to send them out into the field, because it's a massive work that need to be done from the south all the way to the north. So the graduation, you know, during the time of graduation, we take the students to the missionaries' graveyard. I mean, this is where the previous missionaries have been thrown by, you know, they have thrown rocks at them. They have sent the dogs to bite their feet so they will fall on the ground. Then they can stone them and kill them. So we have graveyards in many places where we take these missionaries and show them, this could be your final end. This could be your, you know, your destiny. And if you are willing to pay the price and count the cost and become one of like this to reach our nation, then you will graduate. And if they don't agree to take up the total dedication, we will bring them back to our base and keep training them until their mind is fully set to lay down their life to become one of them. I mean, that's the way we do graduation. Hallelujah! Amen.
Amen. D.L. Moody, a renowned evangelist of the 1800s, said once, Amen. The world has not seen what God will do with a person who's wholly dedicated to Him, Amen. Which is what you're asking these guys Amen. To do. Be wholly dedicated to the Lord. But I think Absolutely. One of your students who graduated, who Yes. went through the ceremony and said, I'll sign up for that.
Amen.
Pastor Tongayen, yes. kind of to me, typifies
yes.
a guy that is wholly dedicated to the Lord. Amen. Would you tell the folks about him?
Tongayen, pastor, is just incredible man. And he's one of the trainees, gone through the training program and dedicated to lay down his life and to see people coming to the Lord. So he was called to go out and do the ministry in this particular region. Has Hindu temples there, been very strong for so many years. Thousands of people, they go there to get saved and so forth. And number of people have gone there from different places to preach the gospel. And whenever they go there, always face opposition. In fact, he has heard the rumors that the pastor's been beaten and shirts been torn up and, you know, buttons are gone and they have been bruised. So he has been always praying that God would strengthen these pastors that are out there and trying to do this ministry and, you know, just bless them and encourage them and so forth. And God answered his prayer. And the Lord said, it's time for you to go. So here is he is praying for all the other people. And the Lord said, I granted your wishes. So here he is, totally wanted to go there. He knows what might happen to him. So he literally said goodbye to his two little children, his girls. Then he also said goodbye to his wife and told her that I'm leaving, I'm going ahead of you, but I'll be waiting for you in heaven. And after some time, you won't see me, but I will be there for you. And so he kind of said literally the last goodbye and left home to go to this place. So as he arrived there, began to sing some songs and start talking about Jesus. But within few minutes, the radicals, they just gathered around him and they said, "We are tired of seeing people coming here from many different places to talk about this Jesus. And this is what we are going to do with you. Then nobody will ever come back." And the thing they have said, that they just start beating him really badly and dragged him from that place on the floor to the temple and tying his hand behind his back. They said, "We are going to just literally chop you into several pieces, make you into so many pieces. Then we will send those pieces around this region, that everybody they see your meat, your body, they will realize that if anybody ever believes in Jesus or ever anybody talks about Jesus, this will be the consequence." I mean, it is such a threat to his face. And of course, they dragged him to the temple and tying his back, his hands behind his back. And one guy is sharpening the knife, just sitting nearby him and just sharpening the knife. So here he is, just closed his eyes, and he said, "Lord, if this is my last day before I come home, I'm ready to do so. But if not, you have to show up." I mean, there is there is no way with a tied hand behind me I can escape out of this place. There's about 50 people here. So he just closed his eyes and he's, praying to the Lord. And all of a sudden, a miracle happened. The Lord just sent a spirit of fear or something in that area, which just scared these people. And they all start running for their lives. They thought they're going to be killed or something. And they left the knife there. When he opened his eyes, all he can see is just a knife laying there nearby him, tied behind his back. And nobody's there. He heard this sound and that's it. And he said, "Wow, praise God, I'm alive." he shook his hand and untied himself. And I looked at him and I said, "Man, that is amazing. I mean, this is awesome. I'm not even worthy to untie your sandal and wash your feet. I mean, you literally, put your life into that kind of situation." And I said, "I'm assuming that you probably turned around and went to your home, tell your wife and children what the Lord has done and how he saved you and everything." And he said, "No, actually, I didn't do that. I went back to the same village." I said, "You gotta be maniac. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, they're just about to butcher you. You got this close to being butchered and God just saved you. And the same hour, you went back to the same place to share about the Jesus." He said, "Yeah, that's what you guys taught us, to lay down our life." Well, these guys really take that seriously. But I'm thinking, man, that's, literally speaking here. And anyhow, he has arrived back to this village and the Lord led him to, knock on a door. He knocked on the door and a lady came out with a tumor sticking up on her back. And the Lord said, "Pray for her and I will heal her." So he just prayed over this lady. And he didn't really see anything happening right away. But he told her, "Jesus can able to heal you. It's him anyway. I'm not going to stand around here and just looking for that tumor to disappear. He's going to take care of it. While he is doing it, let me go to the next door and talk about Jesus." So he just left that to the Lord. And he's knocking on the door and talking to this person about the Lord. And all of a sudden, this lady, he heard this screaming sound. And this lady felt something so warm in her back. And the tumor is not there. It's just completely flat. It just disappeared. And she's just running around everywhere in the village talking about Jesus. And said, "There's a holy man in the village. You got to come and listen to this man." And about 50 people showed up in no time. And he began to share the gospel. 10 of them given their life to the Lord instantly. Amen. That very evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And here he is. He called me up and he said, "Billy, it is unbelievable. So many people coming to the Lord. We got to build the church." So he found a little land nearby the temple and he purchased that and built this church. And he asked me to come and do the ribbon cutting. He said, "About $2,000, you can do everything." And I said, Yeah, you risked your life, and I can probably come up with that with the racing. So I was able to, you know, come up with that and build that thing. So we had this inauguration, 60 people packed in already in the church, and so many people crying and weeping and worshiping the Lord. So amazing. And the guy was leading the worship. Then after that, he sat down, and I got up, and he was about to introduce me. And he leaned over me, and he said, "Well, I just want to let you know before you share. Remember the thing that I was facing? People were about to butcher me and everything." Oh, of course I remember that. I mean, that's a miracle, God, how God saved you. "Well, I just want to let you know, the guy just led the worship. He was the one sharpening the knife back then." I'm like, "Oh my God. Wow. What is this?" I said, "I got to see this guy really close." I mean, this is incredible. The very man who was sharpening the knife is leading the worship. The church is growing so amazingly. Now he has 5 of them in that area, you know, glorifying God, and God is using him incredibly. This is how each one of those evangelists and pastors, they go out. They're sold out until their last breath in their nostril to lay down their life for the kingdom of God.
Amazing.
Amen.
That's awesome. And you are continuing to really push out from Rameshwaram, which is in southeast India, way down at almost the bottom of India. And you want to push out really up north and over to the west and cover all of India. And you have a vision that was given to you of how to do that. You want to tell the folks kind of where the future is for Body of Christ Ministries when it comes to evangelizing India?
God really expanded our vision. India has, you know, over 800 million people are Hindus, and they are waiting to hear the gospel first time. 330 million gods are not going to be answered to India, but only Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So here we are, just training the evangelist, and at the same time, the Lord expanded our vision to believe God for 100 vans to be sent out from our base, from Rameshwaram, to all over to Kashmir, all over to Pakistan, all over to Burma, you know, all 3 corners of this entire nation of India for rest of our lifetime. And I thank God for Edgewater. You guys were able to help us with buying the first van of 100 that already been purchased by you. And the last 3 weeks, they've been out there doing the ministry. Already they reported to me, last 3 weeks, they were able to go to 100 villages and share the gospel. I mean, right out of this Edgewater church, now those vans are out there doing the ministry for the glory of God. So God has expanded our vision to send out 100 vans, because we believe we need to reach this entire nation for the Lord. Millions of people are out there, and these vans are going face to face into those villages, sharing about the Lord, showing the life of Jesus, and the church planters are going behind them to take care of the new believers and so forth to do the follow-up. So it's an incredible vision God has given to reach India in our life days.
All right.
Amen.
That's an awesome vision. And Billy was telling me he received that vision when he was down in Florida. And so I was thinking, I really need some vision, so maybe I should go to the beach in Florida as well.
Amen.
Great vision are I think, birthed down there.
Yes. In fact, God given us all the details about how we should do. It's not just showing up in one of the villages and, "Hi, we are here," and so forth. Just mapping out, just praying, and taking the state, districts, county, villages, and even how many people that is in the village, and what kind of belief they have, and what we need to pray against, and the stronghold and everything. And, you know, when you start ministering, you'll have a 6-month worth of detail of all the, where these vans are going to be at each day and doing the ministry. All the details, God has really given us the whole plan to reach India for Jesus. And incredible, just before I came to India, from US, and just last month, I went out there to do the ministry. Awesome open door. All day long we were just doing ministry in the villages. We got so tired, we were in one of the small village, and big sound is going on through the speakers, and the pastor just got out, and the village leader was so open for us to do the ministry, and basically they said, "Don't worry about setting up your system. We already got the system set up on the temple." And I'm like, "What? Yeah, you can use the microphone and start talking about Jesus." They said, "Okay." So we just got out and start using the microphone, speaker is on the temple top. And later on we said, we need to put the screen up. And they said, just tie it to the Hindu temple there. Oh, yes. Amen. I mean, we were using the Hindu idol leg and hand and everything to tie this, you know, to this screen. And we shown the life of Jesus on the temple wall using the speaker on the top of the temple. That's how the villages are open for the gospel. You could never hear anything like this in the past, but God is moving in a powerful way. 60 people came to the Lord that night for the glory of God.
Amen. That's awesome. And we were part of that.
Amen. Absolutely.
We bought the van. But on top of that, our last both trips, actually, we would go out and do the village outreaches. And one of the villages that we went to was that very remote village,
that tribal village,
where the gal was sick. I shared with you guys, if you were here back in September, about that. Would you update us on what's taking place in that village?
Well, that village, you know, it's a very far remote area. Nobody dared to go there. And it's basically they are just living off of some roots and stuff like that. And after we were able to go there and minister to them, and especially, you know, taking care of this little girl, I mean, she's married, but she is very young. And we were able to take her to the hospital and literally revive her life. And if we have not been there, you would never see her again, you know, for life. And she was not saved back then. Now she is. And because of that entire thing, the whole, you know, tribe is so open for the gospel. And they're talking about going from mountain to mountain, talking about the goodness of God into other tribes that we could never comprehend even going. I mean, these guys can climb up and go there, but now because of that one kind, you know, incident, now they are taking over the gospel and to the other parts of the mountain. And also the well we were able to, you know, you were able to sponsor, and now they have a pure drinking water, you know, from about 300 feet below the ground. So there is no sickness coming out of the water and everything. It is just showing the kind act, you know, through the sharing of the, you know, meeting of the need. So thank you very much for your involvement. It changed the entire tribe for the glory of God. Right from Edgewater Christian Fellowship here.
All right. Finally, kind of to wrap things up, you guys have a compound where there's lots of things happening. You have a building project for a training center to train up these missionaries and pastors. You have an infant house. You have a school there. You have an orphanage. You have all kinds of things happening there. Would you just give us a quick overview of what's taking place right now on your compound?
Well, basically, training center, we have been working on it for the last 7 years. God gave us this vision to build this facility, because once we are done with that, within, you know, probably next year, we are going to be constantly focusing people, people, people. That's our lifetime goal, to reach people for the Lord. So we had the facility before, we were training missionaries, but the radical Hindus came and burned it down twice in the past. In the same location, today, by the grace of God, 1,000 columns of concrete pillars are standing out there, cannot be burned down. And the Lord is really helping us to... So this facility will accommodate up to 500 missionaries at a time to do the training program, plus ongoing evangelical crusade God wants us to have inside the auditorium. You know, every evening, every week, we will have a meeting there where the pilgrims can come and get saved. So that facility is going on. 7 years we've been working on it, with just pouring one salad ball of concrete at a time. And, you know, it's been a real challenge. But right now, we are working on the center portion of the auditorium. We have all four sides there. Then the middle portion, about 77 feet high. We are using 3,000 trees and 23,000 ropes, all tied together to hold up the scaffolding and the steel, then pour the concrete, then dismantle the whole thing down, then move it, then build it all over again. 5 times we had to do this to pour the center portion of the concrete. So that's the thing we are doing right now. Edgewater, when they came last time, they were able to install the pulley system and everything. We can able to, 15 people working before, now 4 of them are. So because of the system that has been installed. So one portion is done. We got 4 more to go. So please pray that we can able to cover this roof, raise the roof, so we can able to continuously do the full work God wants us to do through that. And beside that, we have a school there, 2 of them with 400 children. A lot of the Hindu people bringing their children into our school, because we have teachers from U.S. They are there and they're teaching American English. And it is such an open door. Some of the grandchildren were actually studying now. Their grandparents are the one who killed the first missionary in the island of Rameshwaram. And now their grandchildren are in our custody, learning about Jesus every day. We read the word and pray and minister to them. So that is really multiplying. Our goal is to grow up to 10,000 children in the island of Rameshwaram. That is the next generation that is coming up. And also we have an infant home, which is basically a place where we are bringing the small babies. You know, in India, because of the dowry system, you know, a lot of the families in the village, they kill the girl baby the next day after the baby is born with the umbilical cord in the belly, you know, in the belly of that child. They will boil the child on the hot water and just to kill it the next day. So we are trying to rescue the babies. You know, some of them we are rescuing for $20, some of them are $200, some of them are $75, but it depends where we buy these babies from. But we are bringing them into our compound and raising them. So we have 6 babies right now, and the facility we just completed can accommodate up to 50. So keep us in your prayer as we are bringing these babies in. Also, you know, the VBS, Vacation Bible School, last year we had a great blast. I mean, 2,300 children that came for the Vacation Bible School, and we put a free backpack on their back with the scriptures printed on them, Jesus, I'm the way, truth and life. And this year, May, of course, Edgewater, you're sending a team over there in May to help with the VBS. We are expecting 4,000 children on this year coming from all over the corner of this island, worshipping the living God of Jesus Christ into the compound. So that's coming up in May, and thank you for your participation and involvement in making that happen.
Amen. The infants, for those of you that aren't too familiar with kind of the Hindu-Indian culture, when you have a baby girl, you have to pay a dowry for that girl when she grows up to get married. And so a family can afford one usually, but if the second child is a baby girl, then the parents say, we can't afford that. We can't afford a second dowry, so they'll you know, kill the baby or even worse things. So what Body of Christ Ministries has decided is no way, that we're not going to let that happen anymore here. Amen. In Rameshwaram. We're going to take all these babies. You bring them to us, they'll pay for them. They save one baby right as the midwife was, you know, boiling the water. They came into the house. They found out about it. They said, we'll take the baby. We'll raise him up. And there's an opportunity even. They're looking into if you want to adopt these young girls. So keep that in your prayers. It's you know, it's a tragedy. It breaks your heart. But Body of Christ Ministries is able to shed its light into this area. The reason why this stuff happens, the reason why what you see up here is that's 3,000 years of Hinduism. That's the results of this. We have a whole different culture. Why? Because we are founded on Judeo-Christian ethics. And we reap the rewards of that to this day, right now, because of what we see. Well, you shared with me, and I really liked it, that there's a location in the United States that sends great teams to India. And would you share with what you said to me about?
Well, we have teams coming over from Florida to Alaska, but you know, it is one of the things we have to admit, the Oregon State has the best team ever we had, and the best one from Grants Pass. They're very flexible, and we love to work with them, and we wanted you to come as often you can to work together to advance the kingdom of God and to see the light of Christ is shining and people's life have changed for eternity.
So that's an open door. If you desire to go to India, they won't take you where they're sharpening the knives and stuff. You feel very safe when you go over there.
Yes.
But if you want to, there's an open door. I mean, there's so much opportunities. You go there and you're just blown away by how much God can use you. How much God can use, you know, I don't know much. Well, you would be surprised at how much you know when they know nothing. So open door for you, especially if you're from Oregon. So,
amen.
One final thing before we go. Amen. Tell us how we can pray for Body of Christ Ministries as a church. Tell us what we can do practically as well.
Amen. I just wanted to ask you if you could kindly keep our brothers in prayer, those who are going out there for winning the souls, that they will be totally, continuously dedicated. They have no other dreams or goals in their life except seeing people every day coming to the kingdom of God. That is what they live for, and they want to do it until the last breath in their nostril. So pray the Lord will continuously strengthen them, give them boldness, give them protection and covering where they are going. And also we need your prayer with helping these pastors. I mean, I have some pastors that we can, you can help. It's about 75 a month. You can help a pastor to be in the field to do the ministry, and he will be covering like 30 to 50 village a month that he'll be going out and preaching the gospel just for the 75 that you can, use that for sponsoring the family. So just to pray that God will continuously help you, and also pray for the training center. It has been a challenge on and off to come to this far, but we are at the very tail end of closing this roof, and the monsoon is coming up, and we want to really get this done before that. So if you can continuously pray, the Lord will provide for us. And we have this, already the scaffolding is built up and the frame is being done. They are waiting for the steel and the concrete. So we are believing God for that provision for 20 tons that we need to purchase next week. So pray the Lord will help us with that so we can able to get it all done. So continuously we can able to concentrate more on people and people in the living stone for the rest of our life, seeing India reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the light is going to be shining brighter. So pray for the provision and protection, and God will help us continuously reach India for the Lord.
All right, Amen. Let's do that right now, if you'd agree with me as we just pray for our brother. Father, I thank you for Billy, and I thank you for the witness that he brings here, Lord, the testimony. Lord, your word tells us that the church overcame the enemy because of their testimonies. Because of the blood of the Lamb, because they love not their lives even unto death. And Father, I see the enemy being overcome there in India because these three things are evident. And we do right now ask for protection. We ask protection upon, Lord, that van that we're responsible for as it takes these men out into villages, into areas where the light of Jesus Christ has never shone. And we pray, Lord, that you would do powerful things there. Miracles, and that lives would be saved and transformed by the power of the gospel. We pray, Lord, for Body of Christ Ministries. They're the compound, Lord. We just ask that you would continue to provide for them. I pray that you continue to give them great vision, Lord. I pray that they would overcome evil by goodness, Lord. I pray for those 31 men that were removed from the streets and cleaned up, Lord. I pray that their souls would be saved, Lord. I thank you for the 10 that did. I pray for the 21 that continue, Lord. May you reach and minister to their souls. I pray for Billy. I thank you for him. I thank you for, Lord, his willingness to put his life on the line. His willingness to go out and share you with those that have never heard. I pray that he would not grow weary in well-doing, but that he would know that he has a reward for his labor, Lord. So bless him and refresh him. Use, Lord, him greatly. Give him a great trip home in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.